afraid. I'm very nervous, but I'm glad to be here. I want to say thanks for your prayers, for my papers. Finally, I have. It's I waited a long time, but I'm stay here, and I'm very glad, because I'm here. I'm not very comfortable speaking English. It's very hard for me. It's I'm nervous, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing I'm for participating this church. Mm-hmm. And I want speaking English for everyone. So I write, I want to say, so I hope you understand me. And I would like to read in 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 15:58. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
As a missionary wife in a new city, I think this verse means more to me now. Sometimes you don't see the fruit you hope to see. You don't see it when you want to see it. It's very difficult, but necessary to believe this verse. I think about this church sending missionaries to Mexico. I imagine there have been hard times and discouragement. Mm-hmm. And I want to say thank you for going through these times with faith. Mm-hmm. Mexico, it's a proof of this verse, and thank you. Mm-hmm. It is not in vain. I have seen the fruit of your labor, of your faith, or the fruit of your prayer. There are many churches in Mexico. I have seen your fruit in my family.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry. Amen. My family first heard the gospel in 1988.
It's okay.
This name is very difficult to say for me. Michael was preaching downtown. We received an invitation to the church, and 2 months later, we went to the meeting. My mom believed first, then I believed. A few months later, my dad.
Thank you.
God touched my family. He said my parents married. But most importantly, he saved our souls.
Amen.
Michael and Adrian and their families thought, and the family thought to believe the Bible, and I grew as family. A few years later, my dad was appointed pastor in the church in Querétaro. After that, I made some mistakes, but I considered my ways, and I knew I needed to serve God. A couple of years later, when I was 18, Stephen came to Mexico as a missionary. I know him a little. I didn't like him that much. But I know he was the man I asked God for. Mm. I told my dad, and he was very supportive, and asked close sister in the church to pray that Stephen bought me mine. Stephen made me suffer for almost 2 years. But I keep praying. But then when nothing was going to happen, I gave up and decided to move on. He came to my house and proposed. I feel like saying no, get out. He made me suffer, but I accept, and we were to marry as soon as possible. And thanks God, now we have a good marriage. Amen. And I love my husband, and Amen. We have good life.
Amen.
I want to read Psalm. This verse that motivated me and made me strong in that situation with Stephen, but more things in my life, and it's my favorite verse. And Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring to the past. Thank you all for your faith and consistency, for your prayers and offerings, and thanks God, there is a lot of fruit in Mexico. And personally, thank you, Michael and Adrian, and their families have brought the gospel to us. And thanks the Lord that his gospel has changed my life. And I have the blessing of being a wife and a help of one of your missionaries. Now I'm in Puebla. It's very difficult. It's 1 year. Very, very difficult for me. It's my first church, so but I know God blessing Amen. This church. Amen. And I am blessed that I have Karen, not only friend, but is my sister in the Lord and company in the world, Mexico. I'm filled with joy because I'm part of this church, and thank you everyone for the prayers and for anything, everything. Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise.